Back here on Tiger Rag Radio inside the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, Jeff Palermo along with Andre Champagne for this segment. And we are joined by Jarrett Roser of Louisiana versus All Y'all.
Hey, Jarrett, this is Andre. With recent news coming from ESPN Baton Rouge, where they're reporting that there's a possibility that five-star defensive tackle Richard Anderson might not sign tomorrow, but rather wait and sign later, as there's some uncertainty with the coaching staff, with Frank Wilson and Blake Baker's future. Jarrett, do you think Anderson ends up signing with LSU? And if he doesn't, how much would that hurt the Tigers?
Yeah, he's, look, 1A and 1B is how I've kind of looked at Lamar and Big Rich through a lot of this process, because as much as we talk about how impactful we watched Lamar be on Friday, if anyone was in the Superdome in December, you got a clear, you know, last December in the end of his these guys' junior year, you got a clear picture of Richard Anderson and what he can do in a dominant performance against Alexandria to win that state championship last year. And that was just kind of a taste of what we've watched from Rich over the last few years as a starter in the middle of that Edna Carr defense. Just another guy that is an enormous human being that is athletic as can be at that size, you know, up toward 330, 340 pounds and also 6'4" like Lamar, but cat quick, has really worked to make himself into a high impact, high motor guy at that position. And so critical to have him involved. It's going to be really interesting to watch. My gut tells me he ends up at LSU still. I think, as you alluded to, seeing what happens with this defensive coordinator situation, as well as for Frank Wilson, who has been so integral in Rich's recruitment, as well as his teammate, safety Aiden Hall. Those are two factors that to have some shakeup and some uncertainty before you sign up for theoretically the next, you know, 3 to 5 years is what you want to be planning on signing day, even in the transfer portal era. I think he and the folks around him want to kind of take a step back, make sure that everything is in good place. But I think he's the guy that has seemed like throughout his high school career, he wants to wear purple and gold and represent the state at the next level. And so they just need to figure out, you know, how they can answer those questions and make sure that he feels comfortable and confident with the leadership that is in place moving forward.
Now, with those that are committed as of right now, Jarrett, is there any of them that you expect to sign with someone else this week? I know Bryson Martinez has been kind of taking those visits to Texas. I know there could be questions with offensive lineman Bryson Cooley. Now Jalen Chapman is reopening his recruitment. Who would you kind of expect maybe not to put pen to paper with the purple and gold tomorrow?
I think you hit kind of the highlights of the most concerning guys to watch. As you mentioned, Tuesday afternoon, Jalen, the interior offensive lineman from Warren Easton, who was one of the longest standing commitments to this class, he reopened. I'm not sure at this point to expect him at LSU, but we'll kind of wait and see. He's in another situation, as all these guys are, to some degree, where you want to see who is your next position coach and have that conversation. And in some cases, it's not just a matter of the prospects interested to see and needing questions answered so much as if a new coach comes in, they may have had a different evaluation of some of these guys and have someone that they prioritize a little bit more as a prospect that they think can be a higher impact player for their program. I mean, you're coming in with different player evals, a different system, all those things. And so it's a two-way street for sure. And so you see some of that coming to play with Jalen. You mentioned Bryson has been someone that we've been on watch for a while, with Texas and others continuing to push. I'm not sure the latest on, you know, if I expect some of these to be sewn up Wednesday or, some positive news for LSU fans on Wednesday, or some unfortunate flip news on Wednesday morning, or some of these guys that maybe take the approach of being a big enough name prospect and knowing that they're going to have options to wait into February and kind of give it some time to evaluate all these things as it all comes into focus.
Yeah, and then finally, Jarrett, just kind of wrapping up real quick. Now, there's been about four, I believe, decommitments from Ole Miss since the Lane Kiffin hiring. Is there anyone that you expect to sign Wednesday as to come to Baton Rouge. I know that Trey Kerryon Collins has been a big push. Wide receiver Corey Barber is a big one. And then I know J.C. Anderson, who is committed right now to Ole Miss, could be a possible flip.
Yeah, those are some to watch. I don't keep up as closely with some of those guys as I do the in-state guys, just kind of the nature of some of my role. But I've had a chance to interact some with Corey and with Trey at different points throughout their recruiting processes, though. I know LSU is a place that they view in high regard, and the fact that they decommitted and reopened their processes over the weekend, I think, is certainly notable. Another guy, in addition to the three that you mentioned, Chavez Dixon, an interior offensive lineman for 2027, that decommitted this weekend. So not someone that we'd be looking at now, but someone that I think LSU fans should probably get to know here sooner than later. And Carmelo Reed, a defensive lineman from up in the Chicago area, announced on Tuesday morning kind of a re-offer under the new the new staff by LSU, and someone that had been on the staff's radar previously, but was excited to kind of share that this is still an option for him here heading into Wednesday or into February if he holds off, but I'm not sure on their timelines exactly.
Jared, before we let you go, I wanted to get your take on two of the wide receivers that are in this class, Destrehan's Jabari Mack and then Kenny Darby from Airline. Your thoughts on those two guys. I'm really impressed with Mack. I think this kid, who knows, maybe he might be the next great one from the state of Louisiana that goes through LSU as far as wide receivers go.
Jabari is someone I've had up near the top of this class for quite a while as a top 3 to 5 prospect in Louisiana's in-state class, right behind Lamar and Rich. He's someone that is, a freak athlete at 6'2", and as strong and physical as you'll see in a high school wide receiver, and has track speed. He runs with is a versatile guy that is comfortable at this point playing on both sides of the ball, taking a lot of wildcat snaps, lining up in the backfield, doing a lot of different things. And for him throughout his high school career, it's just been a matter of watching some of that production catch up with the potential. And you've seen it year over year continue to trend the right direction. And so particularly with an offensive staff that's going to come in, and as Lane Kiffin said Monday, they're trying to do things where they're not just thinking outside the box, they're creating an entirely new box. That's got to be exciting for a guy like Jabari Mack to hear, knowing that he has a really versatile skill set to be heading to Baton Rouge and potentially move all over that offensive formation. And Kenny Darby is a guy that has been as prolific of a pass catcher as anyone in the state the last couple of years. Really popped out to me a couple of years ago as a young guy with some speed that could go up and get jump balls and make some acrobatic twisting body control catches in the air. And he's someone that this year, when his Airline team had a new quarterback in place and Kenny was kind of the guy after watching a lot of graduated seniors from that 2025 class, he had to be a little bit more versatile and show some toughness and line up in the backfield and do some different things under Coach Scoggin and company up there with the Vikings. And so a lot to like about both of those guys and what they bring to the table for sure.
Jared, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Enjoy this 3-day frenzy with obviously Wednesday being the big day, but we appreciate your time tonight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Anytime. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, that is Jared Roser from Louisiana versus All Y'all. We'll take a break. More of Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio when we come back.